Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. I'm back after my first podcast ever. Before I showed you Brendan Burchard, his book, The Motivation Manifesto, and how great that was. Pretty much pulled out an excerpt from there that I really like to discuss. But today I'm going to be going over a page in the book of The 4-Hour Chef by Timothy Ferris. I have listened to this guy for a while now, and I love this guy. I think he's amazing. He's used himself as a guinea pig pretty much in almost any way he can to just learn about our world and what we're doing and everything. And anyway, he goes over a process on how to learn anything you can as quickly as you can. And he talks about an acronym called, he calls it DISS, with three S's. So D-I-S-S-S. And you pretty much omit the I, it's just to help you remember this easier. But it's really the D, the S, and the S that actually have the material that he's talking about. So D stands for deconstruction. You got to ask yourself, what are the minimal learnable units, the Lego blocks I should be starting with? And this is so cool. You know, it's very important. It's just breaking down everything. So S, the next S is, or the first S, sorry, selection. Which 20% of these Lego blocks should I focus on for 80% or more of the outcome that I want? The second S, sequencing. In what order should I learn these blocks? And three, the stakes. How do I set up stakes to create real consequences and guarantee I follow the program? Of course, you know, how many times do you remember setting a goal for yourself health-wise or maybe physically? You know, I'm going to go to the gym every week and, you know, you just never find the time, or I'm going to lose weight and it just never happens. So setting stakes after you determine what it is that you're going to do will help you guarantee that you actually follow that program. If you had $1 million on the line, would you still push yourself to go and lose that weight? Or would you just sit around and just forget about it? No. I mean, you definitely, you know, kick your own butt trying to get to that goal. So I'd like to know what you guys think about this process, and maybe go and experiment with it on learning something new, a brand new skill that you've been wanting to learn, whether it be, you know, learning to play the guitar, learning how to jump rope, you know, anything. And send me a message back. I'd like to hear more about what it is that you've tried and how this has really helped you to learn that skill that you've been trying to learn. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Till next time.